Corruption. The National Council of Spiritual Churches, NCSC, has asked President Dr. William Ruto to crack the whip on corrupt government officials to restore public confidence in his administration. NCSC Chairman Cardinal Elijah Onyango said the public service was tainted with corruption, with some of the officials exhibiting opulence as the rest of the country continues to struggle with the high cost of living. This, he said, has seen Kenyans lose confidence in the Kenya Kwanza administration, calling on the president to move with speed and sack all officials implicated in corruption to save the image of the government and safeguard public coffers. Addressing the media at Onjiko Mission headquarters in Kisumu, Onyango said the purge should be extended to the cabinet to ensure that only officers who have integrity are allowed in public service. The cleric said it was unfortunate that people look at government jobs as opportunities to plunder public resources, adding that some officials who have hardly worked for 2 years in the sector have amassed a lot of wealth whose source is questionable. You find a first-term member of parliament, MP, driving a car worth millions of shillings, which is way beyond their salary. Some governors are now owning palatial homes worth billions of shillings, way beyond what they earn, he said. This, he said, was denying the government the much-needed resources to facilitate development projects, adding that the president must go with the mood of the times and end corruption in government. Corruption is killing this country. The cost of living is up because of corruption. The government is increasing taxes every year because of corruption, he said. On the recent Generation Z, Gen Z, anti-government protests, Onyango asked the president to listen to the issues being raised and take appropriate action to ensure that peace prevails in the country. The manner in which the police handled protesters, he said, was uncalled for, calling for the removal from office of the Inspector General of Police for issuing illegal commands that led to the killing of young Kenyans.